Hi, my name is Heinz Robert. It always turns around. It's very funny. I'm living in Zurich, Switzerland. I'm originally from Austria. In the last, I really liked the last slide we saw, the OMG. I really liked this because my topic is very much related to that, because I was missing always this in Holacracy. And my purpose is to bring more humanity into the learning organizations and evolutionary organizations, and I want to make it erotic organizations. In the last 2 years, I researched and wrote my book. I have it here. It's a beta edition right now. I want, it's my part, it's mostly done. And I want to invite other people to collaborate with me on the topic and to make it a real book. And so if you are interested in it and you have something to say or write about it, come later to me. So the subtitle of the book is How More Honesty and Intimacy in Teams Leads to Better Collaboration. I have prepared a talk which I only should read if really to get what I want to say. And I decided to let go of all of this and just speak from the moment. And right now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I feel very nervous speaking in front of you. And for me, this also is a part of honesty, yeah. And I want to bring that more also into organizations. Whatever arises in the collaboration, when I interact with other people, with my team members, with my colleagues, whatever arises, to bring that on the table. And in my past, 25 years, in my working life, I mostly was self-employed, but sometimes I worked as a graphic designer in agencies and in bigger companies also. Also as a consultant sometimes in bigger companies. And what I discovered there very often, when people come together, there is energy flowing. We as an integral people, we include that also in our awareness, energy. That's like a part of our cosmocentric reality. And this energy, for me, it's a life force. I call it Eros. It's a sexual energy. Yeah? And sometimes when you come together with people in organizations, there's also attraction. Or there's like, I don't want to work with you. But if you are working in a team with people and you feel something like that, that always affects the collaboration. It always affects the outcome of the project. So in the one sense, I like what Holacracy brings in, the roles. So it takes out this personal thing, this egoistic thing. And still, for me, I cannot separate from myself when I'm working in an organization. And especially when I come together, then a situation when I simplified to men and women, yeah, but there are more genders, we know now, and there is also same-sex attraction going on, but I simplified for now to male and female. When I'm coming to in a boardroom and having a meeting with a group of people, and there is a woman I'm very attracted to, then sometimes I only think about whatever comes up in my mind doing with her. Yeah? As a man, we know this. As a woman, you know that men are thinking like that. And But what if I bring that on the table? When I say, always when I sit on the table with you and then we are speaking about the project, then I'm getting nervous. I'm sweating. I'm distracted from what we have to talk here. So, and this also influences the outcome. Yeah? And sure, when it's also the other person hears this, the first reaction, oh, I didn't know. Or, yes, I knew, but I always avoided you because I felt this. Yeah, but this, when we have to work together, it's not a real collaboration for me when there's always an hindrance, when there's always an obstacle, like avoiding or like thoughts, whatever is there. And I'm doing since 4 years now, I'm doing circling in Switzerland. I brought this to Switzerland, and from there is also a lot of my approach, what I brought in the book. Like really being aware and recognizing what is right now in this moment available on informations, on feelings, on sensations in my body. Yeah, I'm heating up, I'm sweating. I have thoughts, I'm doing this right now. I'm talking, do you understand me? Whatever is there. And for me, it's then to really come together with other people and co-create something. Dennis spoke about the purpose. And I heard before the talk from Brother David. He spoke about the why, the what, and the how. The first is sure that the purpose, why we are here, why people come together and decide, okay, we want to work together on this project. I want to work for this company. Yeah, I want to create the company. Yeah, the purpose is very important, and the what is there. Yeah, this already brings us in a second person perspective. So I always have to relate to somebody when we want to create something. And first, then after this, then we can think about the how. Okay, now we have related, and there is something we share. Yeah, we want to. We have the same purpose, and now how we want to do that. Yeah, but if there is no love, I call it. If there is no love flowing between the people, yeah, it might come out something. But for me, it can deepen our experience and it can deepen the outcome or even broaden the outcome when there is real love flowing or eros flowing. There is, Plato called it, I have to take my notes now. There is a very, very nice think what Plato said about Eros. One moment. Doesn't matter. There's Plato and Jung and other people that said something very nice about Eros, which doesn't have to do anything about the sexual part of it, what we very often relate to when we speak about eros or erotic. Something is erotic. Something is erotic when eros is flowing. Yeah? But the Plato, for example, he said something about interconnection. And said there is an interconnection. Freud called it the will to live. The will to live, just that's the biggest purpose of my life, to the will to live. The first purpose, okay, otherwise I would not be here. So Eros is flowing in me when I want to live. Maybe I get some
There are some quotes which I like. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin said this: someday after we have mastered the winds, the waves, the tides, the gravity, we shall harness the energies of love. Then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. So have you ever discovered or have you ever felt love at work? Maybe love for the job you do? Love for the place where the work happens? Love for a colleague, maybe? Or even the boss? Have you ever loved your boss? So this is very, very important, and all this influences our relations and the outcome of the work. I try to remember what... there's something like... Maybe you know the book Eros Power from Hilary Bradbury and William Torbett. They speak about their relationship as Bill Torbett as a professor and Hilary as his student. In a very young age. And it's very honest written. And they say, Eros can be seen as life's energy unbound, life searching to live and co-create. And this also, this quote influenced me a lot writing this book. Because I see Eros as a life force. And for me, this has to be in an organization, yeah, so that that the love and the collaboration, co-creation can arise. Yeah, co-creation. Said this. There is also something what I find very interesting. Alan Watts said in his book, "They had two hands of God." Polarity is something much more than simple duality or opposition. It is to say that they are related and joined. What lies between the poles is more substantial than the poles themselves. And I found this in the last, 8 years. Before I started the circling, I was with Thomas Hübel, and I did also training in transparent communication. Where this also is very important, the between space. Martin Buber, he came up with something he called das Zwischenmenschliche, the interhuman. Yeah, it's really the space in between. Whenever people come together, there is something going on, and if this is not recognized and seen and appreciated, we miss out something. And I want to broaden this awareness for this thing, what happens in between us. Yeah. Yeah, that's the exploring the space. Another very nice thing I found important for this work. Barbara Max Hubbard, she speaks about the vocational arousal since a few years now. And in one interview, she said, when you are with somebody that attracts you so much that you feel with that person, you are more likely to give more of what you want to give than with anybody else. And this is also when we come together, sometimes we are working in a company and the people in the team, we are not attracted to them at all. Yeah, but there are other people in our surroundings. We would like to create something with them. Yeah? They're not our spouse, they're not our lovers, but friends, maybe good friends, or even when I walk around this conference, sometimes there are people, wow, what's behind this person? What could I create this with this person? But there is not enough time even here on the conference to connect. Yeah? But later, maybe I will find a few of them coming out. Um, But even in an organization, then we can find the people, a few people, where there is more energy, where there is more arrows flowing between us, and then we can see, okay, I have to work with this person because this is my job, this is my role, and what can we create? And then, okay, what's there? Do I want to really be with this person when I come in the office in the morning? Okay, there is always a bit of distance. Or I really want to be close to that person. But what does this closeness? Maybe I really want to really be close to that person. But then maybe also the energy flows away. It's exploited sometimes. And sometimes it happens that couples come together. I think there is a percentage, I think, of 40-45% of couples, they find each other on the workplace. Yeah. So, and there is always, when I find somebody attractive, is this really this kind of love to be with this person my whole life, or want something other, something else emerge out of this relationship? Yeah. Sometimes people come together for me, too fast. Yeah. They don't take the time to explore what's really between them. And in Switzerland, for example, it's not by law, by government law, but in many big companies, UBS, Credit Suisse, the big banks, they have policies where when people come together as a couple in the same department, they have to separate. One of them have to find another job, or outside or inside the company. So they have to separate. So this is also before they have worked maybe together, very good. They have done a good job, but then they come together as a couple, and then they have to separate. But this is also not good for the purpose of the company then. Eh? So what for me is important always to really take some time. Okay, there's something going on. Relax, go into stillness, into presence, and what wants to emerge out of this? And what's really going on between us? When I look into your eyes, what's going on? Eh? Yeah. Yeah. This is something. This is something what I already said. So for me, very often we think about the erotic as something sexual, yeah? But there is much more in between. And was something what I write also in my book. I identify as a man. Many men have done harm to women. When we think now, as the Me Too conversation we have now, for me as a man, it's always not to go too fast to approach a woman. And I call out all my brothers to do the same. To really just to see where are the boundaries, and then to explore these boundaries, and I want to go further, then really to ask to really go in a pace what feels comfortable and safe to the woman. And for the women also, I invite you also. We men, sometimes we are a bit clumsy. We don't know what we are doing. Yeah? Sometimes we just copy our fathers. Yeah, they have done the same, and so we do the same. And we are a bit slower in learning, especially now when we have. For me, it's also a feminine energy what comes now into into the organizations. Yeah, the flat hierarchies. There is more communication on the same level. For me, this is a feminine energy, and especially when I identify as a masculine man, sometimes I don't want that. I even fight that. The patriarchal powers, they are still working on us. So it takes some time. So there is an invitation also to the women also to recognize that. So that's that we can really do that together, yeah? Men and women. There are different kinds of intimacy. 3 minutes or two? Three more minutes. Okay. When I speak about intimacy, it's not to I want to touch you, but there is also there are different time kinds of intimacy. There is emotional intimacy, which I find the most important. Really, to show vulnerability, to show my feelings, to recognize to my own feelings, and to bring that out. Social intimacy. We are now a group here. There is social intimacy. You're sitting very close. I want to come to such a conference. Recreational intimacy. I don't recognize what this is. Physical intimacy. It's like, okay, I well done. I can hug somebody or whatever. I come to physical closeness. Intellectual intimacy is when we share a common purpose, for example. Spiritual intimacy, it's the same when there is a higher goal we share. And aesthetic intimacy, when we like the same things. Visual. For me, it's about evolution. Because Eros, you know, probably it's an evolutionary force. When there is a purpose and I'm attracted to this purpose, there is Eros active. So for me, it's also let us keep this energy flowing. Yeah? Because in the past times, in the business area especially, Eros got suppressed, and I would like to really get alive and liven that up, get whatever it means in English. Nurturing culture, skip that. Then we can grow together, all together, and thank you and enjoy the vibrancy.